First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ St. Louis.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware, beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully presents to you, Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the rottenest, no goodest son of a bitch that you'll ever want to hear on the radio. And I'll be damned, I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. And I'm tired. Not of the proud black. Always keep the proud black out of this equation because they're decent people, hardworking people. I'm talking about the crackers, the hunkies, the white bastards to try to destroy this country, the criminals. And don't forget the niggers on the black side. It just pisses me off. I had some bitch today and yesterday. I called her back. A gal named Laura, I don't know what her last name is, but she called from a 718 area code, don't know where that's at. And she called and said, "Get that Bob Romanek off the air. Get that," and she says, "Get that cracker off the air because I'm a racist because I say nigger." So I called the bitch up. See, that's what they don't like about people like me and Trump. Somebody give us crap, we're gonna give it right back. Had nothing to do with racism on my end, it did on hers. So I talked to her. "Yeah, you ought to be fired." I said, "Well, what about all the niggers saying nigger on every, I mean on every rap song?" And it's not just say nigger, they say kill the nigger. I've never once used the word nigger and kill in the same sentence because I don't believe, I deplore violence. But she told me, "I'm gonna get you off the air because you cracker, you can't say nigger." I said, "Well, the niggers say it. Well, but you're not black, and you don't have the right. And I said, "What the hell are you talking about, you stupid nigger bitch?" This was just a conversation I had 20 minutes ago, and I know she listens. I don't know where the hell she's at, but apparently, she heard about the show and listened. Now she's all pissed off, and I know she's listening now. So, Laura, feel free to give me a call on the air. Feel free to give this cracker a call on the air, because I'd be more than happy to talk to you boot lip. Big gum, stupid son of a bitch and snoot-eating nigger bitch. I didn't start this fight with her. I didn't call her house and leave a message and say she ought to be fired because she says cracker. But see, people, now I'm a racist for confronting and protecting me. I'm a racist for standing up for what I believe to be right. I'm a racist because I support not only black people, but I really support white people also because I'm a proud white man. Just like the blacks do, and you always hear me, Black Entertainment Television, Black Lawyers Association, Black Teachers, Black, and that's okay. But as soon as you try to signify with the white race, then you're a racist. Not taking anything away from the blacks, but the niggers don't care. You're automatically a racist when you do that. I wanna, before we get going on a very, very serious note, and I'm not gonna do this all the time, so please don't email me with this. These situations, which are serious. Leslie Hutchinson, she emails all the time. They lost a family member on Saturday, Puddin', Puddin' the kitty, 15 years old, passed away Saturday. And we sincerely want to offer our deepest condolences, you know, as losing a member of your family. And to me, I'm an animal lover. My dogs, my cats are just as much a part as my family that anybody. Not anymore, but not any less either. But Leslie, I want to say our condolences go out to you. I know you love Puddin', and Puddin' love you. So that's kind of a generic name. So you don't know if that was a female or a male, but I'm not trying to make fun of the death. But Leslie, you know what I'm talking about. Had a great cat for 15 years. I know you'll probably get another one, but our thoughts go out to you because, you know, when you lose a family member, everybody's hurting. Speaking of family members, and I'll probably get some heat on this, and this is a white situation, and I want to give my deepest and sincerest condolences to the Castile family. They're the family that their daughter, Allie, she died, got killed in Mississippi, got killed in Mississippi a couple, three, 4 days ago. They were from Sunset Hills. And again, our condolences go out. I know the family's hurting. Beautiful, beautiful girl from Sunset Hills. But here's what I have to say on a negative note. They're having a GoFundMe to finance the funeral expenses. Now, I don't want to be, I really, really, really don't want to be disrespectful, but I see this all the time. GoFundMe page to pay for the funeral, this and that one. Now, I don't know. I'm sure the family's not rich, but I'm sure they had insurance. I'm sure there was enough money to pay for a funeral, but now they say there's over $30,000, and that's nice of the public to do that. But a family from Sunset Hills, why, I ask, and again, I don't want to be a smartass, and I know they lost their daughter, and it's a terrible thing because I lost my son, but for somebody to start a GoFundMe page for people in Sunset Hills, Missouri, which is a pretty affluent area of the St. Louis region. And see, nobody else will bring that up. I bring it up and I get yelled at, screamed at, because I'm a no good son of a bitch. No, I'm a realist. And to sit there, $25,000, probably $35,000, the funeral will be probably 8 or 10. But I ask, why would anybody start a GoFundMe page for a family that probably has the money to pay for it themselves? If I'm the family, I say, you know, thanks, but no thanks. Now, I can understand a family in East St. Louis because I paid $2,000 and $3,000 to help bury a few little black guys that were killed a few years back that died. And I understand that it's a little costly, but it just struck me strange why they would be having a GoFundMe count for a family in Sunset Hills for a burial. And a white family at that, and I don't say that as a racist statement, but the white family's probably got a job. They're probably worth of daddy's probably working, mother maybe. But I'm sure that they're in fairly good shape. But to start it with somebody, whoever it was, to start it, and it was nice of the thought. But, you know, let's save that for people that really need it. And I know I'm going to get a lot of heat over this, and I know people are going to get pissed off because I address this. But again, my deepest condolences to the family on the loss of their daughter, but this is a totally different situation in my mind, and I just think, why in the hell would they have a GoFundMe page? Before I get going, let's take a couple. Go ahead, Brian. You're on the dark side.
Bob, I need to inform you of something about Sunset Hills. That section south of 44, north of Watson, east of Lindbergh, is a very rundown poor section. It really is.
Well, how do we know that's where this lady lives? Or lives?
I don't know, but I've been there. It's over kind of by the Goodwill. There's the Goodwill in Sunset Hills over there.
Well, you know what? There's some real nice areas in St. Louis at the Central West End, and then you go to North City. So, Brian, yeah. I understand what you're saying, but I don't understand the comparison. You're saying that they were a poor family and they started that GoFundMe?
I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that there are such areas that are not affluent in Sunset Hills, and that's the most poor area of Sunset Hills.
Well, now you can call and tell me that every day, Brian, because there's poor areas of Fenton, there's poor areas of St. Louis, there's poor areas of Belleville. And my
beloved Kirkwood, you know, you got Southeast Kirkwood down there by Doc Charlie Davidson. It's poor as hell down there. And okay. Let me tell you this. Well, for one thing, I think with North St. Louis and East St. Louis, they need to plow it under and turn it into farms.
You know, Brian, I disagree with you because there's a lot of good, proud people in North City and East St. Louis. There's a lot of proud black people who can't get out, who can't get out of the city. And they stay in there and they suffer and they suffer. Their family members get hurt, get shot, get killed. And I understand that. And again, thanks for the call, Brian. I wasn't trying to make light of this family's a loss. I'm really not. But it just amazes me where people always start these GoFundMe pages and they get $25,000, $35,000, $45,000, $50,000 for a funeral. And if the people need it, that's one thing. But I, again, maybe there is a bad area of Sunset Hills and maybe they live there. But I tell you, she was going to Ole Miss, so apparently she was a very intelligent lady and maybe or maybe not didn't have any money. And I don't want to keep that argument going, but I just thought it was, you know, kind of funny to have that situation happen the way it happened. Hey, I want to go to Tire Grove Park. And this really, and this is not the police, so I'm not after the police on this one. I think the police departments, everybody, black, white, men, women, Democrats and Republicans, are my heroes because they put their life on the line every day. But in Tire Grove Park, over the weekend, or maybe it was Thursday or Friday, this white gal gets attacked in Tire Grove Park. Supposed to be a real nice area. I've driven through there once. They had some kind of function going on. But she was walking. She gets accosted by four men between 18 and 22. Now, I don't know how the hell they know that the men were between 18 and 22, but they had a big story, you know, the park's great. They talked to people in the park. Oh, no, this park's great. I'm not afraid of this park. I'd go through it all the time. This stuff hardly ever happens in Tire Grove Park. And then at the end, the news people say, four people accosted this gal, used a stun gun on her, I think robbed her. And then they say, if you have any information, contact the police department. Now, this gal was accosted by four suspects. She didn't know if they were black or white. I guarantee you, they didn't say it because they were niggers. It wasn't four white guys accosted that white gal in Tire Grove Park. I guarantee you it wasn't. But it pissed me off, and the police department doesn't piss me off. It's the leadership and the politicians that tell him, well, let's don't make it racial. It was racial. Those four niggers wouldn't have beat the hell out of some old black gal walking down the street pushing a food cart, I'll bet you. But they're going to beat the hell out of this gal that's jogging, I guess, walking for health reasons. Wants to stay healthy. You're not going to stay too healthy in Tire Grove Park if you get the hell beat out of you when you go in there. But it just floored me. And you people think about it. Yeah, the defendants between 18 and 21 accosted this lady. It was a white gal. And they stun gunned her and robbed her. If you have any information on these subjects, well, let us know if they're black or white. I wouldn't give a damn if they're white. I'd say then they were a bunch of crackers. But, and I could be wrong, but I doubt it because I haven't been wrong yet. They didn't even say four whites or two whites and two blacks. They would not give an ethnic description. And that just pisses me off that happens. And you know, if that happens once, it's going to happen again and again and again. And that's not safe. That's not safe for any citizens, not only in St. Louis, but any place throughout this great country. It just really pisses me off. Let's go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, you're right on the ball, Bob. You know, the same thing that happened on the hill. Young couple, lady was pregnant. Maybe it was a drug deal, I don't know. It's a news media wouldn't say it was a nigger had killed them. Maybe it was a drug deal, I don't know, but put him here in the school with pets out. He said the man liked dogs. The news media does it all the time. They won't give you the color. And on to this Elijah Cummings calling Trump a racist. The same mayor a year and a half ago, a black lady, said she could rat infested, she could smell rotting corpse of animals, yet they don't call her a racist. Bernie Sanders said it looked like a third world hellhole. Uh-huh. They don't call him a racist. And Trump's right that when you have the facts in your favor and they don't have the facts, They dropped the old race word. Racism, racism. All about racism. And that young gal, I agree with you in Sunset Hills. Why are they, you know, I don't want to comment. I feel sorry for the family losing their daughter. But did you see on the news where they had her stumbling out of a black bar, showing black guys, hugging on white women.
I saw that.
Stumbling up the sidewalk, drunk. You know, I think her boyfriend got jealous because she went to that black club talking to a black man and might have killed her. I just get speculation. But I agree with you. Let's just talk the truth here, you know?
Yeah. Well, Jim, people don't like the truth. When I give the truth, I'm a racist. I'm a racist when I give the truth. I'm a racist when I tell it the way it is. No, I'm a realist. Thanks for the call, Jim. I appreciate it. And I do agree with you. I saw that video, and I didn't see any white people in that bar, and that doesn't really make any difference because they could all been proud blacks. Well, apparently they all were proud blacks because it was some cracker, hunky, white, ignorant bastard that killed this gal. It wasn't a black guy, so we can't hold the proud black community on that one. Cannot do it, would not do it, will not do it. But it just pisses me off that situation has to go. And you're right. I was going to wait till after the break, but let me start on that. This no good Cummings, Trump come after him because Cummings have come after. Here's what I don't understand, you stupid white people, and you white people are stupid. The niggers come after you, blah, 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 and everybody just backs off thinking, well, it's going to get better. Let me tell you, it's not going to get better, and I don't advocate any violence. I deplore violence, but we're going to have to stand our ground. Not the proud blacks, as always. Keep those proud people out of the equation. But these niggers, here's everybody talking about Trump, being a communist, being this, being that. Coming after him tooth and nail, and I told you before, and you've heard me 1,000 times, they always send the blacks out there to come after him, and usually a black woman, because as soon as he tries to defend himself, he's a racist, he's a homophobe, he's a sexist. But see, Trump don't give a damn. He's like me, and hopefully you people are getting that way. He's going to stand his ground. Now this Cummings wants to subpoena his daughter's financial records, his daughter's and son-in-law's financial records. You can, even you good Democrats can see what's going on. This crap is out of hand. But Cummings talks about him. They all give Trump all kind of hell, have videos about depicting him being shot in the head. Everybody is against Trump. And when Trump comes back to try to defend himself, he's a damn racist. Jim was right. It was Obama talked bad about Baltimore a few years back. Bernie Sanders said Baltimore was a third world country. I looked at the videotape, and the blacks in the background cheered and clapped, saying he was right. Now, Bernie Sanders, a white guy, can do it. Why can't Trump? Because that's all the Democrats have, and they know that, and it's going to kill them down the road. They don't have anything to run against Trump in the 2020 presidential election. They're going to keep this racist crap going. They're going to keep this impeachment crap going. Now they want to get the financial records of his daughter, probably the babysitter of the daughter 20 years ago, and maybe his scholastic report from college or high school. You people all understand, and I know a lot of you don't like Trump, but I think he's done a decent job for this country, and I think if he's let alone, that he'll continue to do it. But you have all these niggers, and they push the niggers out on Front Street every time you hear it. They always push the niggers out on Front Street, and now they have Elijah Cummings. Well, he's a racist, and all the blacks in Baltimore, when they step over all the rats, then they're going to call Trump a racist. All Trump's saying is the truth. It is. I've had friends go to Baltimore. It is rat infested. It's dirty. It's one of the biggest crime areas in the country. And when Trump says something about it, they're going to jump his ass. They're going to jump his ass because he's telling the truth. They're going to jump his ass because they don't like him. And it says here that he says, if President Trump would get serious about making the agency work, housing and urban development, work for the benefits of Baltimore and the people in cities like Baltimore, instead of trying to cut the budget every year, the change that could be made. Now, they're blaming Trump for all the trash in Baltimore. Hell, Trump can't get anything done for his people, let alone the Democrats, but typical nigger crap. They're blaming Trump for all the problems in Baltimore. If Trump would stop and give more money to HUD, to give more money to Baltimore, there would not be a problem. But there's a problem, and you know the problem's Trump. Hell, he's just been there 2 years. There's been a Democrat in there forever. The last 8 years, I didn't hear anybody bitch about Obama in Baltimore. But you people understand. And here's Pelosi, this white cracker bitch, that Cummings, taking up for Cummings, is a champion in the Congress and the country for civil rights. What the hell? They want to throw that racist crap out there to Trump, and then they want to try to work around it. Nothing Trump said was racist. He come after Cummings because Cummings come after him. Now, if Cummings would have been white, and why isn't it whenever Trump comes after a white guy, it's not racist? That's why the Democrats don't put a white guy out on Front Street. They always put a nigger out there. So after Trump's not going to sit back and take that crap. I wouldn't. You good people wouldn't. But as soon as he comes out, it's because he's a racist. Now, I know better than that, and I think everybody knows better than that. I don't think nobody can tell me why Trump's a racist. Oh, because he doesn't have money for HUD in Baltimore? Well, that was Obama's problem. But they don't want to blame it on that nigger. And here, I got to ask another question, kind of off the subject, but in the same vein. Why, if there's a marriage of a white and a black, and they have a child, a beautiful child, it's always darker, why do they always call him a nigger? Why isn't he biracial? Why isn't he a mulatto? Think about it, people. Anytime there's a white and black, even the blacks will say, well, they won't call him a nigger, but they'll say he's black. No, he's half black. Obama was half black. He was, I don't know if he was ashamed to be half white or he just thought that race card, and boy, Obama knew how to play that race card. But it's unbelievable. Now, everybody in Baltimore, and it's always, I saw the clip, it's all black. No greater champion for Baltimore than Elijah Cummings. Well, Elijah, you may be a champion for Baltimore, but you're a failed champ because of all the crime, all the unemployment, all the rats, all the infestation of bugs and crap in Baltimore. And you're going to, no, you can't blame Trump, but you know why they end up blaming Trump? They blame Trump because, see, he's a racist. He's a racist, and why is he a racist? Because he's a white guy that's going to defend himself against anybody. See, most white people, when a black comes after them for something, they just back down. I've saw it. I've witnessed it time and time and time. Let's just let it go. No. And what do you mean, let it go? Ain't going to let crap go. If you believe in something, you don't have to be a racist. If you have to come back against a black man because you don't agree with what he says, don't hesitate and say, well, I'm not going to disagree with him. I'm going to let that go because, see, he's black and they'll call me a racist. I think the niggers have wore out that word racist. I think anymore, and you guys think about it, 5-6 years ago, somebody said racist, every white person, oh, no, I'm going to get away from this. Now the white people understand that's just a word they use. They use that word. If you are a racist, that's okay. Let them use it. But if you're not a racist, they're going to use it anyway if you're white. And I don't think in this day and age that a lot of white people are falling for that crap. I think the white people are saying, hey, I'm tired of this crap. I'm not falling for it anymore. And I want to know, why is there always when there's an attack white on black, they call it racist. But when there's an attack black on white, you never hear racism. You never hear anything. They fight more against white people than they do against their own dying in North St. Louis, in Baltimore, and all throughout this country. And you know what? We let it go. The niggers let it go. They'd rather fight a white man over some crap than try to find out who's killing all their innocent children in North St. Louis, in Baltimore, Chicago, all over this country. You guys know that's not a big issue. I'll tell you what, let somebody kill my child who's sitting there in their bed doing their homework in North St. Louis. That'd be a problem forever because I'd be out on the street day in and day out, not calling them racist because it wasn't. Most of the time in North St. Louis, I don't know any time, I don't think, where North St. Louis, white guys drove all through North St. Louis trying to kill some black gang members. I know it's black on black, but see, as soon as I say it's black on black, then I'm a red. Look at him talking about, look at that racist romantic talking about the black on black. No, I'm a realist and I'm telling you the truth. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey-ya.
And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Yes, who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Bob Romanek let the dogs out because Bob Romanek don't give a damn. Bob Romanek's going to fight the fight until there's no more fight to fight. Hey, I want to say congratulations to our great president. I shouldn't say great. He's not great. He's been done a good job, though. Border wall victory. The Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision said that President Trump can use $2.5 billion, that's billion, and Pentagon funds to help part of the wall project along the southern borders. Now, that is, they've got a million, now he's got 2.5, so that's 3.5. He's getting closer. And I tell you what, that son of a bitch just keeps on trucking, doesn't he? You got to give Trump credit. He just keeps on trucking and trucking and trucking. He gets knocked down, and what's he do? Picks himself back up. And I say that, and I appreciate that, because I came from the housing projects. I've been knocked down so many times. If I had a dollar for every time I was knocked down, I'd be a zillionaire. But, you know, it's not getting knocked down. It's how fast you get up. And I get up pretty fast. And I've been knocked down by the best, been knocked down by the worst, tried to destroy me, my enemies, time after time. And it hasn't happened yet. And now I'm a little bit too old for it to happen. If it happens now, I've had a pretty good run. And my enemies know that I'll fight them tooth and nail every day and all day long. The only thing I want to bring up, and again, you know, I don't like to do national issues if I don't have to. We're coming up to the local elections in the next couple months, and I'll go crazy on these son of a bitches on both sides of the river. But it was a 5-4 vote. So 5-4, now we're going to get $2.5 billion more for the wall. But it could have been a 5-4 vote the other way. That's what pisses me off. And I know this is a great country. I have a great constitution. But sometime we have to tweak these things. Here's 9 men and women who, in essence, say what our country's going to do. There's 300 million people in this great United States. And 9 Supreme Court justices rule on what's going to happen in our country. So it was 5-4. Again, it could have been 5-4 against giving the money. So 9 people, and think about it. I know we don't have the best system. It's the best system going, but it's not the best system by any means. I think everything needs to be tweaked. Hell, when your car gets older, You got to change the oil, change the tires, give it a tune-up. And I think that's the same way with our Constitution and our country. But it has to be done in a civil, nonpartisan way. But 5-4, they voted, so Trump will now get $2.5 billion more. I'm happy for that. I'm happy for our country. But it just kind of pisses me off that it's up to the up to nine people, not the people we elect. We didn't elect these nine, but it's up to nine people how our country's going to go. Let's take another call or two before I get going. Go ahead, Leonard. You're on the dark side.
Yes, I was just thinking about this one word that people are using these days, racist. Now, that was invented by the Revolutionary Communist Party. I did research. You can't find that word in the dictionary or anything, but that was invented.
Well, yeah, Leonard, I find it in every dictionary that I've looked in. Sure, it's in every dictionary.
Oh, but I never did hear that word till the Revolutionary Communist Party came out with it.
No, but here, Leonard, thanks for the call. It could be racist. It could be Bobo. It could be Jujubee. Any word these niggers want to say racist, it's racist. It doesn't have to be racist. If you call them a boot lip, you're racist. No, there's some blacks that do have big lips. You're just making fun of them. Doesn't make you racist. You know, racist is somebody that hates and deplores somebody for the color of their skin. And I don't think there's many, and I've been around white people and black people all my life. I don't think I've ever heard a white guy says, I don't like him because he's got black skin. No, I don't like him because he's got black skin and goes out and rapes and robs and steals. That's why we don't like the niggers. It's not the proud black people. Go ahead, George. You're on the dark side.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine.
I got a situation where I was, I said the N-word, okay?
What N-word?
Said the N-word.
Nice.
The nigger word.
Okay, all right.
I said it at work.
Okay.
And I guess another African-American or nigger jumped up and said, you can't say that word. And I said, what do you mean, man? You got your boombox sitting in here with your music coming out, and every other word is nigger word coming out of it. And then I got to listen to you on the phone, and every other word coming out of your mouth is a nigger word. And I can't say it? I go, what's this? He jumped up, took off to the goddamn office. The office comes up, yanks me out, and my boss even said this. George, it's a double standard, okay? You can't say it, they can, and they walked me out, and I got fired.
Did you get you an attorney?
They said I'm an employee at will in the Missouri. That there's a rule in Missouri. I was an employee.
You can't say that word on the air, you dumbass. Why would you use a word like that on the air? Cut him off. Unbelievable. Guy going to use the F word. I'm trying to talk to him. I think he's fairly intelligent. You shouldn't have been fired for being a racist. George, you should have been fired for being stupid. Going to use the F word on the air. I just do not understand people, but that's okay. Hey, we're going to take a break momentarily. Before we do, Blue Lives Matter. You know the police patch that looks like a flag, but it's got a blue stripe through it? It's on a minor league baseball team on their jerseys in Maryland. A Blue Lives Matter. Not Black Lives, Blue Lives. And they took heat over it. Now, they wouldn't have took heat if it had been Black Lives Matter, guarantee you. But the coach says, this patch is not political. We're sewing it onto the jerseys in honor of two police officers who were killed in the line of duty in 2016. He said, to recognize them, we began wearing the patches to recognize all law enforcement all throughout this great country. And we're going to keep these flags on, and we're not a political organization, and nobody is going to scare us. Nobody's going to scare us. He said, this was not meant to be perceived as a political statement. It's a statement honoring our police officers killed, honoring our great country. So I got to say to that, this guy in Maryland, he's got more guts than a packing house, and I want to salute him. See, that's what needs to happen all over. You remember Kaepernick. You can't have those 13 stars on a flag on those Nike shoes because it made me feel bad about slavery. Well, everything in the damn world can make you feel bad about slavery. It happened. It's over with. We had nothing to do with it. We've changed it. We're trying to make it safe and equal for everybody in this great country. And I tell you what, these niggers, they're fighting and losing battle because they're hurting. They're hurting the proud blacks. They're hurting the situation where everybody's trying to be equal. They put us back in the racial tone 4 or 5 steps every time they have a demonstration and they go out and burn and tear up police cars and do all that crap, all that violent crap. That doesn't help the black movement. So anybody that thinks it does, is crazy. But they're going to fight it and fight it and fight it and fight it. One last thing before we go to break. There's a cruise ship that was a Norwegian cruise ship, and they've had a big dance in the evening, and everybody's drinking and getting drunk, and everybody was wearing what they wanted to wear. Guy comes in a clown suit for the buffet the next day. Guy comes in a clown suit, and everybody, there was violence all over the place. They had to call their police in. I mean, they had a knockdown dragout on this Norwegian English cruise ship because the guy had a clown suit on. Now, I don't know why they would be mad at a clown, but there were 5 or 6 people hurt, and still ongoing investigation because the passenger ship dressed in a clown suit sparks a massive brawl on board the ship. Now, that's got to tell you how lame. You know, there was killings over in Europe. There was killings in California yesterday, mass killings. And people are worried about fighting somebody in a clown suit. See, that shows you how far-fetched we are away from the problems. The only one that have the problems are the people involved. Now, that killings out in California, the people in New York, it didn't concern them, but sooner or later it will concern them. Sooner or later it will concern all of us. So just because there's just like the border situation, you see some legitimate footage of that border situation, you go down to El Paso, you go down to Juarez, Mexico, I guarantee you, unless you were totally nuts, you'd say that there's a border problem, there's an immigration problem, and it needs to be fixed. But people never, never, never want to address it. Also, I got to say, in South Carolina, they donated a monument saying we asked for courage and courage to place our people in good respect to law enforcement. It was in honor of a couple of police officers who had died. And in the verbiage had the word Lord in it. So one, and it's got in the article, one protester protested and said that, he said the monument honoring dead police officers made people feel unwelcome. Now, I don't know why the hell a monument memorializing and honoring police officers would make anybody feel unwelcome, unless it's a cracker, a hunkery, or a nigger, unless it's a criminal bastard. But they took the word Lord out of it because one person said that you can't have religious things on a government property. One person in a beautiful monument honoring the slain police officers. Unbelievable. But they took it down rather than fight it and say, hey, it's staying up. Everybody wants to be politically correct. And I'll tell you good people what, politically correctness is going to kill us. Politically correctness is going to kill us because everybody wants to tone it down. It's never going to be toned down, people. It's went too far. This Ferguson situation, we'll talk about right after the break. This Ferguson situation has created a problem, a perceived problem. It's not really a problem, but the niggers want to make it a problem, and they want to yell Michael Brown, and they want to yell hands up, and they want to yell racism, because that keeps this crap going. And see, that's all these niggers live for. They've got their aid. They don't have to work in the morning. They've got their free food. They've got their telephones. They've got whatever they want to survive. So they don't care. They don't care to push this country in even a better, more positive direction. They want to keep this crap going because, see, it's a game to them. They don't go out and play baseball. They don't go out and play basketball. These niggers play riot. I guess there's a course in some of the niggers, not the proud black schools, but the nigger schools that have courses in riots. I don't know. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud, you hear me, proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the dark side. I had some callers. They tell me 718 for my nigger friend Laura. 718 is New York, so we've got people again in all 50 states. And thank you, Laura. Thank you, Laura, for being a nigger. And thank you for calling. We sincerely appreciate it. Always appreciate calls from niggers, crackers, hunkies. But I can never get a nigger or a cracker or a hunky. Crackers and hunkies are too stupid. They don't know about the white race, let alone the black race. Why Trump's a racist? We'll argue, then they'll say that I'm a racist and hang up. I'm a racist and a reparation. That's the two big things. But anyway, 718 is New York. So, Laura, thank you for being a nigger from New York. I guess there are niggers all over. You know why, when you chastise a nigger politician for something, you're not chastising because he's a nigger. Trump's not that stupid. He's not chastising Cummings because he's a nigger. He's chastising because Cummings come after him. And, you know, Trump will fight. These politicians, these Democratic politicians, have never seen anything like this. And now they got Trump blasting, in quotes, con man Al Sharpton. Now, there's a no good, no count, rotten nigger son of a bitch. And Trump says that Sharpton is a con man and he hates whites and cops. And that's true. And he does. But now the MSNBC host, and he's got a show. This man can barely read and write. he's going to go to Baltimore amid the controversy. You ever notice how these niggers, him and Jesse Jackson and all of them, wherever there's a problem, they go and make the problem worse. Now, who gives a damn about Al Sharpton going to Baltimore and staying in a nice hotel and smoking his big cigars like he did in St. Louis, and some white people jumped him, and he ran back up to his room, I guess. But Sharpton's talking about how bad Trump is, but for the last 25 years, and they've got documentation, where Trump's done a lot for Sharpton, but they forget about that. See, the niggers want to forget about that. But Al Sharpton, you people see him. This man has done nothing for nobody at no point in time. He owes the government, us, the IRS, over $4 million. He's been fighting for years and years. He travels on the dime of his organization. He always travels first class, you know that. He's not going to travel second class, third class. Are you crazy? He's not going to do it. But he's going to the Baltimore to fight with Elijah Cummings about the conditions in his district. Well, those conditions in his district were not caused by President Trump, but they're going to try to flip the script, because no matter how bad the district is, the nigger's going to say, Trump's a racist. Well, what's that have to do with the nigger being a nigger? What's that have to do with the nigger being violent? Not a proud black, always keep them out of the equation. But you got Sharpton saying that Trump's peddling racism and dividing this country. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that these niggers get away with it. And Al Sharpton hasn't done anything for anybody. Remember Tawana Brawley? Remember all the situations with con man Al Sharpton? Nobody talks about that. They put him on national television because they're afraid of him. They don't want him to picket MSNBC. Everybody knows that. If you listen to this idiot nigger, you'll know he's not worth a damn. But they want to placate these niggers so the niggers won't protest. Again, not the proud blacks. Always keep them out of the equation. The niggers hurt the proud black community, and it's a shame because a lot of white people don't know the proud blacks. They see that color of the skin, and then they don't like them because of the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, the Elijah Cummings. And it's not right, but I can understand that. You know, they're not going to be able to come out and get to know all the black people. So they see the ignorant niggers, and they just run everybody into the same realm of being a nigger. And that's not fair to the proud blacks. But it happens. It happens in the white community because they're ignorant of how the niggers and the blacks are two separate, even though they have the same color skin. They're two separate people. They really are. And the proud blacks know that, and the niggers know it. It's about time to go. But let me ask you again, and I see this all the time. The advertising people on TV, always got to be a white gal and a black guy, an Asian and a this and that. They want to do that cultural engineering. We don't want that crap, advertisers. We don't need that crap. We see it day in and day out. If you think that's going to bring the white community, the white community and the nigger community together, you got another thing coming, because these niggers will not stop until we stop them. No violence. Never, never say any violence. But it's amazing. Oh, look at that cute black kid. No, he's a cute mixed kid. He's a cute mulatto. He's half white and half black. Just because the color of his skin is black doesn't mean that he's a nigger. Doesn't mean that he's a black man. He's not an African-American. He's a Caucasian African-American, I guess. We need to start using that term, Caucasian-American. First time you use that term, the niggers would go crazy. Listen to that racist, will you? Listen to that racist, and you good people know it. You know exactly what would happen. We can't be for white people. We have to be for the niggers, and we have to take a back seat to the niggers. Then we're okay. Then we're not racist. But as soon as we come out fighting for something that's not right, that the niggers are trying to do, then automatically we're a racist. Well, people, it's time to go as always. Let's always remember, the proud whites and proud blacks can always, always come together. We have to get rid of these niggers, these crackers, and these hunkies. No violence, just push them to the side. But let's acknowledge that all the bad things they're bringing to this country. Let's stand up like Trump does, like I do, like other people do, and say, hey, listen, enough's enough. You're going to get fair treatment. We're all going to get fair treatment. You're not going to get any more than fair treatment, because nobody deserves any more than fair treatment. But as always, you know, it's these ass-white politicians, both Democrats, Republican, men and women, black and white, So let's continue to research. Election's coming up. Let's continue to research. And at the end of the day, at the end of the day, you know what we have to do to these perverted political parasitical punks that we call politicians. We have to destroy them. Destroy them. No violence. Destroy them at the polls. Destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ.